It's Simon Kuftes. The Shach says the following, that according to the Bach, in Shitas HaRajba, that if you have a Tarovus of Min Bevino, Isa Vehet Echad Betray, you're not allowed to eat all three pieces, one person Bevasachas. And therefore, if you were to cook all three pieces together, that would be awesome. But, says the Bach, that's the way he understood the Rashba, Miu Levashel B'Shtei K'deros Shari. Let's say he takes two of the pieces out of the three and cooks them in one K'dera, and he takes the third piece and he cooks it in another K'dera. Bishlam B'Shtei K'deros Afilu Kodem Shenoda Taroves Mutal Yochlan Achakach. Since they were cooked in two different kederos, therefore you don't have a vada isur in any of the two kederos, and you're allowed to eat them. Fine. Then the Shach writes the following: Lefi anias daiti nire. The Hoda Matir HaRashba B'Bishlan B'Shtei K'deros Hainu Dafka. When do we apply this principle that if you cooked two out of the three pieces in one keder, one in the other, it's mutter, according to the Rashba? Says the Shach, that's only came under Noder. He knows about the Isur V'Nis Batel Minatora. That now that he knows that the Isur got mixed in, and the suffix is chal on both kederos, and we can apply bittul to both kederos, and therefore the Rashba is matir based on bittul. However, if kishelo noda taroves, oz lo nizbatal aiser klal the osamina Torah. That's when I look at each one of these two tafshilin, each one has a safek isur, right? Because there's no rov. And since there was no yediyah, therefore everything is asur. Both kederos will be asur. There was no yediyah sa isur. And that, he says, is an isur min haTorah. Whereas the Bachi claims, understands that this tnai, this requirement of noda isur, is only drabbanon. And therefore, on a deraisa level, even below noda taroves, you have bittul. And even though midrabbanon it would be asur, but since I have a safek, I can apply the principle of safek drabbanon lekula. That's how the Shach understands the Bach. Whereas the Shach himself holds that this tnai of yediyas hataroves is deraisa, and since he was mevashel them in that particular case. Not the case of the Rashba, but in a case where he was mevashel without yediyas hataroves, you have no bittul, not midrabbanan, not even midraisa, there's no bittul. And therefore, with regard to each one of these two tafshilin, I don't know if I have iser here, and there's no rov, it's chad betray or one piece, and therefore it's all asur according to the Shach's understanding of the Rashba. So if you take a look here in the Prima Gadin, Sivkaton Yud Beis, which you'll find if you have the Friedman on Shin Ayin Hay, and he says the following, Found Minchas Yaakov, Tomolov, the Minchas Yaakov doesn't understand the Shach, but Tarte has two questions on the Shach. I think the most difficult question is the second question. So I don't know if you want to learn them Kiseder or not, but we'll read a Kiseder. He says the first question is the Ata. Now he finds out no Da'isa. Stuff. Therefore, why can't he apply Bittul now, even after the Bishul? Okay, there was no Yedias HaTarovas before the Bishul, but now he should apply the din of Yavesh B'Yavesh Umaliyim Heim B'Kedera Achas, and then there's a clear-cut Rov Obishtei Kederos. Then he asks a second question. He says Mashakosav Dilo Noda Havilei Minat Torah, the fact that there's a tnai, a precondition to bittul, that you have to have yediya, and according to the shaft, that's a requirement min haTorah. Without yediya sataroves, there's no bittul min haTorah. He says, how does he know such a thing? Torosh bechulin, huva beis Yosef, mashma delo noda, havi derabanan, and therefore, in worst case scenario, be a safi derabanan. So the prima gadim pounces here on the shach, and he says, I can't understand. First of all, how does he know that the requirement of Yediyas HaKarovus is Doraisa? And second of all, even if I grant you that there is such a principle that there's no Bittul Doraisa without Yediyas HaKarovus, but nevertheless, now he knows there's a Tarovus in this. There's no this Isur in this Taroves. Let him apply Bittul now. And then he tells us about a Maisa b'Frankfurt, that this actually happened way back in the day. V'nechleku b'zeh b'nei ha'yeshiva. Says the Prima Gadim, and I sense that this is Machmas Chomer Akusha, meaning he's really in a bind to try to make sense out of this shot. And he says the following: Yesh lomid disvaras hashaku dechol shelo noda kishavish lomid mamayim. Right, he cooks these two tavshilim, each one in water. Su neser hamayim diein b'mino eino b'mino v'yosim in haTorah. Right, in one of these two tavshilim, he has isur. Right, it's a piece of chatichas isur. And he's cooking it now in Rotev. And as far as the Rotev is concerned, it's min v'sheino mino. In kein afli achar shenoda, even afterwards, he says, he can't apply bittul because the tam from the Rotev goes into the chatichos. Mikomakom Rotev nishar b'isur v'nivla b'chatichos. And that, he says, is certainly doraisa. This is what I call an einfall. I mean, there's a brilliant chap here in Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says we're missing one variable here, one element in this whole kachka over here. What we have to consider is the fact that in each case of Bishul, there was Mayim. And with regard to the Mayim, the Chaticha and the Mayim is Min B'Sheino Mino. So if it's Min B'Sheino Mino, now the Tam of the Chaticha goes into the Mayim, and Rov is not going to help you. So with the Raisa, the Mayim is also. The Tam for the Mayim now goes back into the Chaticha. So what good is Bittul Barov? The problem I have with the Prima Gadim is that if you look in the Achronim, no one seems to assume that that's what the Shach is talking about. For example, if you turn to page Tafresh Gimel in the Friedman edition, which is the pre-chadash, Sifkat Yud. The pre-chadash has a whole long presentation here, in which he says that Kosav Abach, the Arashba, Afche, Bishlam, Kodim, Shenoda, Turuv's Mairi. And he says, it doesn't make sense. Lefima Shei Lesi, Lechalik, Bisur, Beinoda, Lelo, Noda, Lefisha Yediya, Hu Hamatir, Vagorem, Lebitola, Isur, and came Pshita. And he goes on to say that what we have here now in each one of these tafshilim is a safek doraisa. He says, "Kolshke benita didan v'zil hachal lekaruba v'zil hachal lekaruba v'hashta asur hi min haTorah." And then he says, "V'raisi lashach shegam hu mechalek shegam hu cholek im abach." the Yafik even. So the Pri Chodesh assumes that Yedias HaTarovus is Doraisa, and therefore there's no Bittul. And then he goes on to say that in each one of these two tavshilim there's no bittul, because it's either chad b'chad or it's one piece of meat. And there's no zecha l'davar. He doesn't whisper a word about the rotev here. And that there's a problem in b'sheino mino, because in each case there's a bishul v'rotev. You look at the Chavis Das here, for example, Sifkot Nehei on the same page. He too presents the shach, and he agrees with the shach, and he doesn't whisper a word here about the rotev, about min b'sheino mino. So let's just summarize what we're saying. It seems that the Prima Gadim has a very good chap over here, and he wants to suggest that there's a problem here of min b'sheino mino, and that's why the shach is going to aser both of these tavshim. Why? Because the Tam of the Issa goes into the Rotev and back into the Issa. In truth, and we'll discuss this in a little while, what the Prima Gadim is telling us is that the Shach is Lishitas. What do I mean the Shach is Lishitas? He doesn't spell this out. You can look in the Prima Gadim, Siftes, he alludes to it. That we have back in Simon Tzariches the question of Salek. And there we have machlokas between the Taz and the Shach. We've discussed it in the past regarding the Rajba, in which the Rajba says that if you have a Tarovis of Min going into both She'eno Mino and Mino, then we could say Salek on the Eno Mino. That's how the Rajba seems to say it. And the Taz, of course, jumps on this and he says, that makes no sense. How can you say Salek with regard to the Eino Mino? I mean, there's Tama, Issa, Nirgash Behete. So you can't say Salek on the Eino Mino. And therefore, the Taz comes to the conclusion that basically the Rashba never said it. Okay, we're not going to go through that now, but that's what we've discussed once in the past. The Shach, on the other hand, is willing to justify the Rashba and apply Salek. So, no, don't forget, the other way around, right? Let's just double check that I think I said it wrong. Did I get that wrong? Simon Tzadikas. Right, it's the other way around. In other words, the Taz is willing to apply Salik, and the Shach is not willing to apply Salik. And therefore, Nirali says the Shach back in Tzadikas. The Gamma Rashba and Shokham Akrov Lo Amru El Hatir Es Mino. There's no way of being Matir, the Min, Bisha'eno Mino. So now it comes out that the Prima Gadim would not be true according to the Taz, because according to the Taz, we could apply Salik, and we could be Matir Min Bimino. And then after being Matir Min Bimino, because again, the Prima Gadim has no answer to the Minchas Yaakov's question why Bittul shouldn't apply over here now that he's no doubt HaTarovus. So if Bittul's going to apply, but the Prima Gadim says I have a problem here because of the She'eno Mino that wrote there. And according to the Taz, that would not be an argument because the Taz would say on the Eino Mino Salek, and therefore we could be Matir the Min Bimino. However, the Shach is Lishitaso, that in Siman Tzariches he argues with the Taz, and he's unwilling to apply the principle of Salek in the case of Min B'Sheino Mino, is Mimela, the Prima Gadim makes the Cheshvan that the Min B'Sheino Mino with the Rotev, now the Rotev is Makabel, the Tam of the Isser, and therefore it asks the other Chatichos. But as I said before, it seems to me that the Achronim did not learn the Taz. Excuse me, did not learn the Shach in that way. There's no indication in the Shach that he learned that way, nor in the Pre-Chodesh, nor in the Chavis Das. No one seems to breathe a word about Min B'Sheino Mino in this Taronis. So, Mosai, what I'd like to do is talk to you a little bit about Bittul, and we'll leave this Shach for the meantime, Bitzach Iyun, and hopefully we'll be able to come back to this Shach. The Mechaber in Yoredeya, Simon Tzadiches, Sif Aleph, says the following. Isa Shinasarif Behet Min Bishaino Mino is Yitamenu God. Im Omer Sheinkan Tam, etc., etc. Fine. And then he says, the Im Ein Shom Goy Litomo Misharin Bishish. Vilu Min Bimino Kevon Deleko Lemekim Atama Misharin Bishish. So the Mechaber Paskins the following. That we can rely on to imas kfeila in a tarovis of min b'she'eno mino. Obviously, in min b'mino, there's no to imas kfeila. And the Rama says v'anu ein anu noagim lismoch agoy misharim hakol b'shish. Fine. That's sif al. Then in sif beis, the Mechaber says nishpach. What happens if you have a tarovis of min b'mino? And you cannot determine whether it's shishim or not. So he says the following. Since it's min b'mino, v'noda shayir rov, which means that now on a deraisa level it's bottle. Elo, what? You have a suffix, you have shishim, that's a suffix derabbana, and therefore you could be mekil. However, im nisari b'she'eno milo v'nishpach b'inyin she'eno yochel amedol of l'sharo afilu no d'shayo rubo heter os. So in the case of b'she'eno milo, you need shishim d'oraisa, therefore even though you know this rov, nevertheless it still remains a sofik d'oraisa and we have to be mach. Says the Shach that in the case of min b'mino, we can apply the principle, if we know that there's rov, of bitul barov, and therefore everything is mut. Fine. That's the shach at the beginning of Sifkot Nevoah. Then he goes on, and he says the following, and how do you determine whether it's min b'miho, or min b'she'eino mino? So the Ramah says, that as long as they're shavin b'shma, they both have the same shame, even though they have two different tamim, when you min b'mino azlina basa shma, he says afilu mushaver. I'm sorry, imu shaver b'shma havi min b'mino v'lo azlina basa taima imu shaver lo. See, now you have a tarovus of visa v'heter, and as far as tam is concerned, it's two different tamim, but since they have the same shame, the Ramah says Azlina Basa Shema, and therefore it's Batal Berov Minatora. So you have two things that have different tamim, but they have the same shame. And now it was Nishpach, but I know this Rov. Says the Ramah, you could be Mekil Sofik Rabbanu Luku. So the Shach tries Chai V'Kayim here. What sense does this make? If it has two different tamim, then for sure you have a tam Nirgash Beheta. You give it to a kfeila, he'll tell you that there's a tam iser here. How could the Ramah possibly say that Azlin and Basa Shema, and if two things have the same shame, and even though they have different tamim, we're going to be matim in the rice of Barov, what happened to the Allah of tam? Tam kike do rice, we pass not going to tam. And therefore, if you don't know if you have shishim, it's going to be a suffix do rice. Meaning, according to the Ramah, this entire halacha that we can be mekil in min be'eno mino, or for example, if you have two things that are shavim b'shmam and are shonim b'tamam, you can be mekil b'deraisa b'rov, and therefore in the case of nishpach, if you know this rov, you're suffek, but in the shishma is only derabbanan, what happened to tam? That's what the shach is yelling and screaming. Tamoy says, I mean, below shishim yesh tam isur v'tarobes. And therefore the Shach presents the following thesis, azlina basa taima, v'la azlina basa shma. So what I think we have to understand here is the Rambam. What does it mean that even though there's tam here, we can still apply the principle of rov, bimavata li isur. And what happened to tam? The yesh laka, what is bittul? How does bittul work? Bittul b'shishim in a taroves of min b'sheino min. One way is to say it as follows. The ikar adavar rov works, and rov should be mevatel is. There's bittul b'rov. But the problem is that you taste the tam. There's a tam nirgash if there's no shishim. As long as there's tam, it's awesome. Why is it also? Because tam kika doraisa. So why is tam kika doraisa mafkia bittul? So you can say it in one of two ways. I mean, that's not my hakira for today, but you can either say because as long as the tam ha'isur is in the taroves, it's nikara isur, it's mafkia the shame taroves, and therefore you can't apply bittul. Or you can say that tam kika is a new isur, that the Torah created a new isur tam. For example, the Achronim, and it goes back to Rishonim, want to know if Tam Kika Deraisa, whether you have Malkus, whether you have Kores, and Chayv Kukris, and so forth and so on. And it really depends upon whether you say that Tam Kika Deraisa is Mafkia the Tarovas. So you're back to Nikara Isur, and if it's Nikara Isur from Komo, then you get Malkus, you get Kores. Or do we say, no, there's a brand new din of Tam Kika, which engenders a new Isur, and it doesn't necessarily equal the original Cheftzit Isur. So again, the way we're saying it now is that really bittul b'rov is in place over here. The problem is tam. Tam engenders a brand new isur. The other way of saying it is no. It's not the pshat that bittul b'shishim is coming to remove tam. That the purpose of shishim is what we call siluk ha-tam. No, that's not what it is. But rather, the din of tam ki'ikar is mafkia bittul in ganzen. There's no din of bittul barov. The Torah says that bittul barov, which normally operates, is removed in the case of tam and replaced by a different kind of bittul, and that is bittul b'shishim. The bittul b'shishim replaces the bittul barov, which means that there's a new din of bittul. We're not talking about the mitzvahs of removing the tam. That's not what shishim is all about. The Torah jacked up the shear of bittul. From the shear bittul of rov, the Torah said you need a bittul of shishim. But even that din of shishim is halacha bittul. It's not some sort of new din that because there's tam, we have to get rid of the tam. That's not what it is. But rather, because there's tam, the normal, classical halacha that the Torah formulated of bittul b'rov no longer operates, and in its place there's a din of bittul b'shishim. And if that be the case, then according to the second Sadan HaKira, bittul b'shishim is not a mitzius, it's not a halacha of getting rid of the tam, the salik tam, it's irrelevant, I don't have to get rid of the tam. What I need is bittul. And if the din bittul works, then everything's mutter. The only thing is, the Torah says that since the what's mafkia, the old din of bittul, of rov, it's the tam. So since in most cases, you know, if you have shishim, there won't be any tam, so the Torah used shishim. But shishim now becomes the shear of bittul. The normal shear of bittul, if not for tam, would have been rov. Now there's a different shear of bittul. And that's shishim. But bittul the shishim is also a din of bittul. And therefore, it's not a bittul b'mitzius, it's a bittul alpidin. And therefore, according to the second side, really, bittul b'shishim is not silu katam b'mitzius, but it's a din bittul. It's a din bittul which is equivalent to and replacing the din bittul b'rov. Oh, if that be the case for both sides, we understand the shach very well. The shach holds like the first side. That the din is that although you can apply bittul b'rov, you have a problem of tam. And as long as you have tam, it's awesome. And that's called tam ki ikar. You now have to take away that tam. How do you take away the tam? Through shishim. Shishim means siluk atam b'mitzius. Zach t'shach, oy bazoy. That only makes sense in a case where there are two different tamim. If the same tam, what are you going to tell me? That if it has the same shame, but it has two different tamim. How can you call that bittul berov? How can you call that, excuse me, min bimino and say bittul berov? It can't be min bimino because the tam is there, gosh. Give it to a kfela and he'll tell you that he tastes the tam. Masha'enki, the Ramah holds the second side of Achakira. Even if you don't get rid of the Tam, it doesn't matter. As long as it's the din of Bittul, as the Chalos din of Bittul, is then the Bittul is Matir. Once I have Shishim, the Bittul is Matir. Therefore, you could say that how do I define the difference between Min Bimino and Min Be'eno Mino? I'm not confined to say that it depends on Tam. I could say it depends on Shema.
But what's this number, Shishim?
Shishim is borrowed from the fact that the problem here that's mafkia, the normal shear of bittul and rov, is the tam. So therefore the Torah said normally in the case of shishim we can remove the tam. Again, I don't have to remove the tam if it seems. We're going to soon see the shita sa'isa v'heter in the case of milsa davidu l'taima about tavlinim and so forth. But before we get to that, I just want to clarify one point over here, and that is that the halacha of shishim now becomes a halacha of bittul. It's a new shear of bittul. And I'm going to prove to you over and over again, if it's Hashem, if you're, you know, if the jury is out and you're willing to take this trip with me, I'm going to prove to you that you don't have to remove the tam iser in min b'sheino mino with shishim. You could apply the din of bittul and you'd be mocking the taromas of bittul even if there is tam. And the first raya that I have is from the Ramah. The Ramah here at the beginning of Tzadiches tells you that you have two foodstuffs, Isur v'Heter, that have the same shame, and Bittul works, and even though they're two different Tamim. If they're two different Tamim, says the Shach, then there's a Tama Nirgash. How can you be Matir? The answer is that according to the Ramah holds that even without being a salik to Tama Isur, you could be Matir Midin Bittul. And therefore you have to decide when Bittul works. Okay, there are two halachos of Bittul. There's Bittul Barov and Bittul B'Shishim. What determines whether it's Bittul Barov or Bittul B'Shishim? The answer is that you have to determine what is the difference. How do you define Min B'Mino? How do you define Min B'Sheino Mino? Says the Ramah, Shema will define Min B'Mino, Min B'Sheino Mino. Again, it's all Dinim. You're all, the whole hemisphere here is Dinim of Bittul. And the Torah determined that if two things have the same shame, that's called min bimino. If they have two different shamos, that's min b'she'eno mino. And if it's min b'she'eno mino, you need shishim. If it's min bimino because they share the same shame, as we said before, that's a din of bittul berov. I don't care about time. Oh. If this be the case, Rabosai, that tama isur is not, according to the Ramah, it's not an oser b'fnei atzmo. There's no new din of tam kikah to be oser. It's just that tam kikah changes, alters the halacha bittul, and offers me a second din of bittul. Instead of the shear of rov, it substitutes the shear of shishim. If that be the case, perhaps we can understand the Rashba here in Tzadiches Siv Beis regarding Salek. And the Rashba is a pella, as the Taz points out. The Mechaber, quoting the Rashba, says that im nisarev b'mino u'b'she'eno mino v'nishpach b'inyin she'en yichol lamad olav l'shara v'noda shehoya rubo heter mimino is ro'en she'eno mino ki mishe'eno v'ashar marbolav u'mevatlo. Says the Taz, Eva Gdola, what sense does this make? He says, what are you going to say? Salek on the min b'sheino mino? Because we paskin like chachomim against review that min b'mino is batel. So if I know I have rov on a deraisa level, at least I can apply the principle of min b'mino batel b'rov. So the Taz asks the following question. How could it be? How could it be, says the Taz? So the Shach accepts this question, halacha. I mean, the Taz tries to rewrite it, you know, to salvage the Rashba, protect it, but the kasha of both the Shach and the Taz is identical. And that is, that there's a fundamental difference between the Salek and the Gemara Chulin on Daf Kuf, where is it, Kuf Chesam and Beis, And the Salek here in the Rashba in Sariches is base. The Salek of Rava in the Gemara is to be Mesalek the Min Bimino, because we're holding now like Rabbi Yehuda Min Bimino Afil Belflo Batel. So now we can be Vatel the Tam HaYisur of this Nevela through the Eino Mino. Right? That's what he wants to do. He wants to isolate the Eino Mino, the Shishim, against the Isur. And now Mimela, Rabbi Yehuda's Din of Min Bimino Belflo Batel doesn't apply. That's Nicha. That the Taz has no problem. But in the case of the Rashba, in the flip case, you're going to say Salek with regard to the Min B'She'eno Mino? How can you say Salek with the She'eno Mino? It's no Sing Tam, and if it's no Sing Tam, it's awesome. So on both sides, I think we can make sense out of this Rashba and how he extends Salek to Min B'She'eno Mino if we understand how Salek works and if we understand how Bittul works. What is Salek? Let's go back to the Sugya of Rava. In the Sugya of Rava, Rava says that I see here two tarovos. Even though it's all in one kedera, but there are two tarovos here. There's a tarovos of Min Bimino and a tarovos of Min B'Sheino Mino. Says Rava, what's the halacha, the chiddush of Salek? Salek means that if I can identify one tarovos of these two and apply the din of bittul, is memela even the second tarovos, I can also extend the din of bittul. That's any time that I have a mixture of two tarovos in one kedera, says Rava, I'm going to say Salek on the min bimino, correct? Salek, meaning let's see if I can find one candidate tarovos that has bittul. Well, in Min B'Sheino Mino, I have Shishim. Min B'Mino, Shishim is not going to help me according to Rabbi Yehuda, but I have Shishim in the Min B'Sheino Mino. So what I do is, I apply Bittul to Yevatel Iser in that Tarovas. Once I'm Yevatel Iser in that Tarovas, then I can come back to the second Tarovas, namely of Min B'Mino, and say that the Mino of Iser cannot engender an Iser into the Mino. Oh, says the Rashba, if that be the case, then let's apply the same din of Salek in the opposite direction. Once I have Min Bimino, which is Batel Barov, in this Taroves, so already the Iser is subject to the din of Bittel. Now when I go to the other Taroves, namely Taroves of Iser of Min B'Sheino Mino, the Iser was Memela Mis Batel Legabi this Taroves. That's the Chiddush of Salek. You hear this, Rabosai? It's Gevaldig Chiddush. That Salek means that once I apply Bittul to one Tarovus, Memela it's this battle, even vis-a-vis the second Tarovus, the Iser is completely nullified, neutralized. So therefore, says the Rashba, it should work in both directions. You can say, as Rava says it, Salek with regard to the Min B'Mino, or you can apply Salek to the Min B'Sheino Mino. As long as I can come up in this Tarovus with one Tarovus of Bittul, and in this case I have Rov for the Min B'Mino, once the Tarovus has Halach of Bittul, the Iser now could not engender in the second Tarovus of Min B'Sheino Mino any sort of Iser, and that's it. But Rabbosai, this would only make sense if you hold like the Ramah, that the Ramah says Azlin Basar Shma Velo Basar Taima. Because if you're going to say Azlin Basar Taima, so what are you going to tell me? That there's Bittul here? How can you tell me it's Bittul? Because as we understood, in Azlin Basar Taima, the Tam itself is Mafkiya Bittul. You're going to try to say that there's Bittul over here. You can't apply the Din of Bittul to this Tam Nirgash. You give it to a Kvela, he tells he takes the Tam of Isur. How are you going to be it? The answer is because that's not how Bittul works. Bittul doesn't work to remove the Tam of Isur. Bittul works because the Din of Bittul. And if they're in this Tarovas with regard to Min Bimino, we have a Din of Bittul Barov, then the Bittul is Chal. Once the Bittul is Chal, I can apply the Din of Salah. So I think we now have two riots that there is a shita here, which I think is both the Machaber, the Ramah, and the Rashba. They all hold that Bittul B'Shishim in Min B'Sheino Mino is a din Bittul. And you don't have to be Masalik the Tam. I have a third riot.
Makes sense also because if not, you wouldn't need a lingo for.
Well, somebody's bringing a support for me. That's good.
Okay.
Go ahead, say it out loud. Just kidding.
So you would need a limud.
So Shlokas Rav Yochanan.
This time you wouldn't need a limud.
Why do you need a limud for it? He's saying.
Why do you need a limud?
Back in the sugya on daf tzadi zayin amid beis, you know. It's a, yeah, it's Rav Shem.
No, it's just to remove the tam and be to the svaroy to taste it. Whenever there's no tam, or shishim is a svaroy that they say that there's no tam, it's enough.
Why do you need exeris hakosim for it?
Yeah.
Good. I want to ask you the following question. In Siman Kuf Vav, let's look at Siman Kuf Vav for a second. Sif Beis. I'm sorry, Sif Al. Is the Mechaber quotes the Rashba, and now we're talking about Shari Suri, we're not talking about Bas B'Cholov, and we say that Efshel Esochto is Asur. So if something becomes Asur in a Taroves, it always remains Asur. Now, Rabos, I would say the following. It means once the heter was bolea isur, it's transformed into a chefzad isura. Okay, it became a chefzad isura, and therefore efshel sochto is also. Meaning, once the chefzad isura, what are you going to do? You can remove the original blia, right, through efshel sochto. So what? Who cares? It's also machmas atzma, machmas gufo. So what difference does it make if you remove the blia? That's what I thought was going on. But then I look in the Shach, and the Shach doesn't learn like that. The Shach says that this halacha, this is the Shach Sivkan Beis, that this halacha of Efshel Soto Asur applies in Shari Surim even though there's no din of Chanan. Now, Rabosa, I don't get it. This heter was Bolea Isur. Now I cook it in another Tarovus. And the Bliya's Mispashe throughout the Tarovus. Maybe there's a mashu left, I don't know. Whatever it is, if it's equally distributed in the second Taroves, so why should be asur? The whole reason you asked this chaticha again in Shari Surim is because of the bliya. Now the bliya was niflat. If the bliya is niflat, what's pshat efshel sochto asur? So in order to explain this shach in Siman Kuvo, I'd like to backtrack a little bit to Siman Kuf Gimel. In Siman Kuf Gimel, we have the Siman of Nosein Tam Livgam. So let's say you cook Iser in a pot of Heter, and the Iser is Pogain the Taroves. So the Mechaber Paskins called over Shetaimo Pogum Eino Oser Taruvos. Fine. Now, if you fast forward to Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes that when do we apply the din of No Saint Tam Lifgam? That's only if it was Poge Mitchiloso Viad Sofo. Bamedva Amurim Kshe Poge Mitchiloso Viad Sofo. Avalim Ishbiach Ulubisov Pogame. O Pogame Ulubisov Hishbiach. Awesome. Alright. That's what it says here in the Mechab. So the Pri Chadash learns that the halach of Nosing Tam with Gam only applies if the Tam is Pogame throughout. And therefore, in both cases of pogem mitchiloso, hishbiach lebesof pogem. Let's go slowly. This case I understand according to the Pri Chadash. The Pri Chadash says that it was a no saint tam l'shvach, correct? And since it was a no saint tam l'shvach, it's awesome. It wasn't tam pogem mitchiloso v'yad sof. But let's take the second case. It was Pogem Ulubisof Hishbiach. So the Pri Chadash says, in such a case, it's Asur. And when is it Asur? When is it also according to Pri Chodesh? Do you remember this, Rabbi Osai? Did you look in Kuf Gimel? I think you did Kuf Gimel. So when is it also? From the very beginning. The Shach disagrees with the Pri Chodesh. The Shach says, no, it's only also from the time it's Mashbiach. In other words, the Shach basically, fundamentally disagrees with the whole underlying premise of the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh holds that the entire din of Nosin Tam Gam requires that it be Pogu Mitchilas V'Ad Sofa. And therefore, if it wasn't Pogu Mitchilas V'Ad Sofa, it's Asur. It's a Tam HaOser. But the Shach, on the other hand, says that if it was Pogame and then it became Lebesofo Ishbiach, then it only becomes Asur from the time of his Mashbiach. In other words, he doesn't operate with this principle that you need to know St. Tom with God from beginning to the end. You know, if that be the case, then I don't understand. In the case of Hishbiach Lebesof Pogame, why couldn't it be Mutter the time that it's Pogame? Bishlam according to the Prach Nicha. The Pri Chodesh would say that it wasn't Pogei Mitchilaso. And if it wasn't Pogei Mitchilaso, then it's not a Nosin Tam Lefgam situation. The whole Allah of Tam Lefgam ain't a real gear. Whatever we draw from it doesn't apply. But according to the Shach, that the Shach says that in the case of of Pogei Mitchilaso Hishbiach, it only becomes Asur Mishas Hashbacha, then in the flip case, it should be Mutu Mishas Tegima. You know, there's no... he doesn't accept the Zeres HaKosuv that if there's a Shas Shvach, then it's Mufka for the whole din of Nosin Tam Lefgam. It's not if the heter of Nosin Tam Lefgam applies going to the Shach, even though it'll eventually become Nosin Tam Lefshvach, so at least let it be Mutter from the time that it becomes Nosin Tam Lefgam. This, in other words, you follow my question. The Shach is Tzorach Iyun here because the Shach is not operating with some sort of Gzeres HaKosuv that a Tam that eventually become a Tam Lefshvach is Mufka from the din of Tam Lefgam. Basically, according to Shach, it should all depend. If right now it's Nosin Tam Pogu, then it should be Mutter. If it's Nosin Tam Lefshvach, it should be Asur. So therefore, it makes sense that in the case of Pogame of Besofish Biach, the Shach makes a lot of sense that from the moment it becomes a Tam Hamash Biach, is therefore becomes Asur. But in the flip case, that at least Chach admit to me that from the moment that it became Pogame, it should be Mutter, because Tam with Gam, it doesn't matter that it was once a Tam with Shvach.
But that's Kalem Shemibayim.
Yeah, but he applies it straight through, if I'm not mistaken. Take a look inside. He doesn't limit it to Kalem, he applies it into Tarovis. Again, take a look inside. So the question here is, how to interpret this halacha of Hishbiach ulebesof pogu? Now, I think we mentioned, Rabosai, if I'm not mistaken, we once mentioned the Mordechai. The Mordechai, in the seventh parak of Chulin, has a chiddush. The Gemara in Yevamah says that... see if I can get the Gemara here. Just give me a second. Oh. The Gemara says, Yevama Sherokaka Dam is Chalitzosa Ksheri. Dileka dam below tzichtzuche rok. So the Mordechai asks the following obvious question. Okay, so there's rok mixed in to the dam, but clearly it's rov dam, and therefore we should apply the din of bittul to the rok. Why do we say chalitzosa kshera? Says the Mordechai, lo mahani bittul. Lomahani bittul ela b'dovar shayenikar b'fnei atzmo mitchiloso. Masha enkein im b'tchilos b'yoso liolam hoisa b'taroves. In other words, from the time that she spit, it was both dam and rok. Is here you can't apply bittul. And if you can't apply bittul, then chalitzos k'shera because the rok itself is not batel. You know, by sheer association, reminds us of the, you know, of the sugya nida about that heter beheter in Kalei Begon. So perhaps what we could say here, in the context of this Mordechai, is that the Mordechai says that the law of bittul depends upon tchilas hatarovis, meaning when you have a tarovis of isur and heter, or two different things, one which is good and one which is not going to help us, then you can apply the din of bittul. If we apply this to the shach here in kuf tes, I'm sorry, the shach here in kuf gimel, the shach says what? That if you had tchiloso shvach, that even after it becomes a tam pogum, it still remains awesome. Is hashelah nishelet? Well, it doesn't make any sense. Now that it's a tam pogum, it should be mutter. A town togum is batel in a tarovis. The answer is that when this iser fell into the tarovis, it was not subject to bittel because it was tchiloso shvach. Says the shach, if from the beginning it wasn't subject to bittel, then you cannot apply the din of bittul afterwards. Everything becomes asur. Once I eliminate bittul, the whole tarovis is asura, and therefore bittul doesn't apply later on. Basically, I think what the shach is saying is that, and this may force us to reinterpret the shach that we began with in Sariches, the shach is saying bittul is not a mitzius, it's a din. If it were only a mitzius, then okay, it was tchilas of shevach, but now it's a tam pogum. If it's a tam pogum, then it's not going to be mashbiach v'tarovis, and it should be mutter, it should be batel. No, it can't be batel. Why can't it be batel? Because b'tchilas wasn't subject to bittul. In other words, what the shach is doing, and I think his source might be the Mordechai, I'm not sure, the shach is establishing requirements and prerequisites for the din of bittul. Bittul is not a mitzius of silut tam. Bittul is a din, and that din only applies if it was subject to bittul mitchilas ataroves. Oh. So kol shalom is batel ha'isur k'shen is arev b'tchiloso is hu asur. Oh. If this be the case on both sides, maybe we could make sense out of another shach. The Ramon Simon Sadi Ches Sif Ches just 1 second, sorry. The Ramah says the following. He says, "Kol ha'isurim hanogim b'zman hazeh kulam is batlin b'shishim," and then he gives exceptions, and he says the following: Melach v'tavlinin. They dvarim davidi l'taima, ena v'teilu v'shish. So the question is: this halacha of milsa davidi l'taima ena batel afu be'elef, is that a doraisa halacha or is it a drabanan halacha? So all the poskim here, the Prima Gadim, the Chavis Das, they all per echad say that it's a din d'oraisa. It's a din d'oraisa. The Shach in Sifkan Chavtes quotes the Yisr Veheter and he says min haTorah min b'sheino bitul batel b'shishim even in the Milsa David Elitav, and it's only also b'Rabbanon. And the Shach doesn't even blink. He seems to accept and embrace this Isur Vehetar. Ribono Shalom, this Isur Vehetar makes no sense. How can you tell me that Midaraisa is Batal Mishishim when it gives a Tam? Is the answer must be that the Isur Vehetar holds that Bitul Mishishim is a Din. It's a substitute, as we said before, for Bitul Barov. Even if you're not Misalik the Tam. Is Mimela on a Daraisa level? Since there is Shishim here, who cares if there's still Tama Yisur, it's Tavlinim and Melach, it's Fata. So it's interesting that we see that not only does the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Rashba, basically, but even the Shach accepts this definition. Again, you're going to have to go back to the Shach that we discussed about Aslin and Basar, Shema, Aslin and Basar Taima. You know, as opposed
to the Shach goes the opposite.
Correct. That's what I'm saying. You're going to have to reinterpret that shach. We're going to have to assume that that shach is operating with the assumption that since it's the existence of the tam, and tam kikya d'oraisa, that's mafkia, the din of bittul, is therefore, we should assume that mivishenu mino versus mivimino depends upon tam. V'tzarech iv. I'm saying that needs beer. But I'm just showing you that the Shach consistently applies the principle that we saw in the Ramah and back in the Mechaber and even back in the Rashba, that Bintel Mishishim and Mishen Amino is a din. And that din applies, says the Shach, only if there is a possibility of Bintel Mitchilas HaTarovis, and therefore even though it becomes Tam Lifgami afterwards, but since it started with Tam Lishmach, it's also awesome. Why can't the Tam Pogum be Mati to the Tarovis? The answer is because Mitchilas HaTarovis there was no possibility of Bintel. And Rashi and Chulin Daf Tzariches Divra Maskel B'Shishim says that we don't rely on Kfela. Now, what does it mean we don't rely on Kfela? The Kfela tells you there's no Tam Yisur. So what do you want? No, Rashi says, even though the Kfela tells you there's no Tam Yisur, I still need Shishim. It's not if we go with the first definition of Bitul B'Shishim, that Bitul B'Shishim is a Mitzius of Silka Tam. Why can't the Kfela tell me that there's no Tam? What's this new din of Shishim? The answer is that Rashi holds, and I think the Ramah accepts it, that there's a din of Bitul B'Shishim Doraisa. Namely, that I don't care about the Tam. Even if you're misalik the Tam. You see, until now we've been discussing the second definition, Lekula. And we were saying that even though there is Tam, there's halacha of Bitul B'Shishim. Now I'm saying the flip side. It could also work L'chumra. We saw it in the Shach that it works L'chumra when the Tchilas HaTarovus was L'Shvach. And now we're going to say L'chumra that's Mafkia, the possibility of Bitul. Now we see Rashi and Chulin is Machmir, even in the case where there's no Tam to require Shishim, even though the Kfela tells you there's no Tam. The answer is there's a din of Bitul B'Shishim, and the Bitul B'Shishim replaces the Rov that normally applies to Bitul. And also we can throw in here the Shitas HaRosh, that in Min Bimino, Yavish B'Yavish, again, I don't want to get off on a tangent, you can eat all three pieces. How can you eat all three pieces? You know you're eating Issa, the answer is the din of Bitul Barov. It's a Chalashem Bitul Pidin. And guess what? Even though the Rashba says you can't eat all three pieces, is the Prima Gadim and others say that the Rashba is only a Chumra Darabanan. That Ikroni, according to the Daraisa law, even the Shach accepts the Halach of Bitul Barov on a Daraisa level as a din. And if it's a din, it's really Heter Nefa Issa Nefa Leos Heter. And the Shach and the Rashba accepts it on a Daraisa level. Oh, Rabosai, if this be the case, then perhaps we can go back to the Shach that we began with in Simon Kuf Tes. And the question was, Yediyas HaTarovus. Why is the halacha of Yediyas HaTarovus? It just doesn't make any sense. The answer is that the Shach holds Bittul in the second definition of Bittul. Bittul is not a siluk hatam b'mitzius. Bittul is a chalushem din Bittul. Oh, says the Shach, you need Yediyas HaTarovus. Without Yediyas HaTarovus, there's no chalushem Bittul. And I'd like to try to explain why. Everything I tell you now is Beiravon Mugbar. Very speculative. But I'd like to suggest the following. If you're talking about a Metzias of Tam, what difference does it make whether he knows about the Tarovas or he doesn't know about the Tarovas? The Metzias, the Shishim was there and there was Bittul, the Tam is gone. Oh, but if you're talking about Bittul Al Pi Din, what generates Bittul? In other words, it's a din of Bittul, but there's got to be a precondition, something that engenders Bittul, that triggers it off. Then what's that? Suffering. A suffix lends itself to Bittul. There's no such thing as Bittul gotten the Welterein, in the air, you know, in the abstract worlds, there's something called Bittul. You have a suffix, you can apply Bittul. Bittul removes the suffix. That's the whole purpose of Bittul. Oh, what makes a suffix? Idea makes a suffix. There's no such thing as a suffix gotten the Welterein. A suffix is not something abstract. A suffix is something practical. There's someone who's asking the question. I am suffix in the sugya of Shnei Shvilim. If there was no one asking the question, then there is no suffix at all. Is the Mela says the Shach. Unless you know about the Issa that fell into the Heter, there's no Leidus HaSuffix. If there's no Leidus HaSuffix, there's no Bittul. Says the Shach, that's a Din d'Oraisa. You can tell me that there's no time. He went ahead, and with unbeknown to him that there was Isur and Taros, he cooked it in Shnei Tavshilin. Or he cooked it in one Tavshilin, whatever the case may be. So says the Prima Gadim, why shouldn't I fly Bittul now? Correct? So before I had no Yediyas HaTaroves, but now I have. So let me apply Bittul. What changed over here? I still have Min Bimino, which would be Bottle and Roll. And yet, paradoxically, the Pri Chadosh doesn't blink, the Chavetz Das doesn't blink, they all accept the Shach without any hesitation. And without having to qualify that we have to get into the Shach Shita in Salek because we have a double Tarovus here after the Bishul of Min Vimino and Min Vishen Amino. Leave that all out. It's a Din d'Oraisa. Noob. The Prima Gadim asks, in the name of the Minchas Yaakov, what kind of Din d'Oraisa? Where's the source for a Din d'Oraisa that you need Yedias HaTaroves? The answer is because if Bittul is a Din, it's a Chalas Din Bittul, it's like Bittul Merov, Bittul B'Shishim, all the Din of Bittul have to be engendered by a Chalas Shem Safek. And there's no such thing as a Safek without Yedias HaSafek. Is Mimela, I would suggest, that perhaps the Shach is L'Shitasa. The Shach's understanding of Bittul consistently, again, we have to go back to the, I admit, to re-examine the sugya of Azlina Basa Taima, but the Shach over and over again applies the principle of Bittul B'Taras Chalos Din Bittul. And there are all sorts of conditions to the Chalos Shem Bittul. And it's got to be Bittul Mitchilas HaTaroves. It's got to be Bittul, as the Issur V'Heter would say, of Shishim, even if there is Nesinas Tam in the case of Melech and Tavlin. It all depends upon Bittul. Now, if there's Halacha Bittul, the Shach is of the opinion that Bittul is prerequisite on Yedias HaTaroves. And that's how we understand the Rashba, that's how the Shach understood the Rashba, that's how the Pre-Chodesh understood the Shach. And for Yofik even, says the Pre-Chodesh, that you definitely need Yedias HaTaroves even on a Daraisa level. So what are you going to tell me? But he finds out about it later on. But at the beginning of the Taroves, it was already Asur, because there was no Bittul. Again, if there was no Yediyah, there was no Suffolk, it's Mamela, the Isur engenders an Isur on the entire Taroves, because without Bittul, the whole Taroves is Asur. You can't undo that, Lamafreya. Once everything is awesome. It's awesome. Okay. All right. We'll also start now. Look over my notes and see what I forgot to tell you. You know, I had so many things to say. Okay.
I don't know. 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 I don't know means you want to jump from Kukhtas to Kukhtas. So it was a little...
So you aren't oriented.
It was,
so you didn't see Kukhtas.
I didn't see everything shaking Kukhtas. I got the idea. I hope to go back to Kukhtas and see how it plays out.
I'm disappointed because I should have asked everybody. I don't know who's learning what over here. So yes, it's a guy. If Kuftes is okay, he said Kuftes is okay. But Vital skipped Kuftes. I didn't know that. So I'm in trouble. So can I make a deal with you, Vital? That after you go back to Kuftes, we'll sit down and I want to give you the Rashi Prakam. I think you'll appreciate it more.
Yeah.
You know,
I have the idea, but
you're not grounded. Do we have Myrav now?
According to Rashi, it's too early.
It's too early.
Therefore, even if you're telling you, you should have